You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 31st day of December, the final day of 2021. Pretty wild to believe. Another classic case of the year flying by, an eventful year, as we all know. A tough year for Rockies baseball and a tough year for Rockies fans in general. This will be a year that will live in infamy for a long, long time. A year of Rockies baseball that will be significant. As much as we don't want to, we will talk about 2021 a lot because it signaled a massive turning point in Colorado Rockies history with the pivot away from these players that we shouldn't have pivoted away from. But I don't know. I feel like I just keep going back on that. But it's I don't know how you don't. You can't reflect on this year. When I do these crossovers, I feel like maybe I gab too much about the Nolan trade and things like that. And maybe you fans feel that as well, listening to the pod. But I don't know. I just, nothing yet has happened to change my mind. Nothing that happened this year. Nothing of the coverage. Nothing of the spins. Nothing of what we experienced this year as Rockies fans makes me feel confident in the direction of the team. And honestly, as we're going to dive more into here in just a little bit, the final parts of our crossover with Locked On Orioles, I don't like that this is the plan. Was this the plan? I don't think this was the actual plan. I think it's been a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants thing, as we've talked about before. But as we've learned this week, at least the Orioles fans are suffering with a plan. Right now, being a Rockies fan truly feels like being on the river without a paddle. Lots of great stuff to dive into with Locked On Orioles today as we finish up our conversation there. And let's dive in and let's get ready to do so. But before we do that, I got to tell you about our friends at Built Bar. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good, you'll want to eat it. Unlike those other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy, it tastes like that weird chemical spill. They're ingrained in my brain is the taste of random bleh, protein bars and protein supplements and bleh, so gross. You want to eat healthy, but it gets boring. Built Bar helps out by covering their bars in 100% real chocolate. And you're like, 100% real chocolate? This is a candy bar. But folks, most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. You compare that to a candy bar, usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. So go check out Built.com. When you do go check out Built.com, I can get you 15% off your order. Yes, that's right, 15% off your order. All you got to do is use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your order at Built.com. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. That's it. Simple, easy. You can get 15% off your favorite flavors, coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, mint brownie, salted caramel, and so many more at Built.com when you use the promo code LOCK15. Go to Built.com, 15% off using the promo code LOCK15.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing with the Orioles, it's like, you know, they won 8 out of 19 against the Yankees. Now that's not a winning record, but they were the reason why the Yankees had to play in the wild card game this year was because every other team in the division beat up on the Orioles and the O's got them 8 times. And when you look at those rosters and you're the Yankees, you cannot lose to the Baltimore Orioles 8 times. So they still had that in their back pocket. But I think where a lot of the fear kind of amped up this year, and I'll end on this, is, you know, the fear of like, even if this works, will it really work? Is like, this seemed like the first year where the Blue Jays went from, oh, wow, look at all these exciting young guys, to like, this is a legit team.
Yeah.
And the Blue Jays didn't even get into the postseason. And I think that's scary for Orioles fans. And now listen, the Blue Jays are going to spend even more money this offseason. They're going to get better going into next year. They're going to fix that bullpen. But you look at that team, and like, if the Orioles peaked at the talent level of the 2021 Blue Jays, I might feel good about that, because that team was really good and they didn't get into the postseason because of the division. And it's kind of scary. And I know the other teams will go through valleys. You know, the Red Sox have shown they're not willing to spend as much as the Yankees are because of the Mookie Betts trade. So they'll go through a valley. And the Rays always have, you know, every decade they have like a 2 or 3 year dip just because what they do can't work out every single year. But it's a little worrisome. And I think that is where, at the end of the day, the Rockies have a little more wiggle room to do this. And also just the fact that the Rockies have, as I've said, much more talent at the big league level right now than the Orioles have. And if the Rockies spent a little bit of money this offseason, like, who says they couldn't maybe sneak into a wild card? I mean, they were a fun team. They walked off, it seemed like, a million times.
Yeah. Well, you still got to go. You got to come to Colorado like that. I mean, as much as I don't like to, I bring it up and I talk about it a lot with the Coors narrative. I mean, it still exists. And, but you know, teams that come in, that's hard. Playing in Colorado is hard, especially, you know, the Dodger, your division gets the benefit that they've done it, that it's been what they've been doing. But yeah, when teams like that don't play the Rockies a lot come to town, that's when the Rockies are really, really good and need to use that uniqueness to their advantage. Like you said, to be able to knock out and sneak in. There's no reason that the Rockies don't make a deal, an offer to Nick Castellanos, to Chris Bryant. I mean, now, I don't think that they, for their sake, if you're going to go out as the Rockies and you're going to offer a 10-year Buco deal, it's got to be to Trevor Story. I don't think you offer any of those outfielders that huge contract when your two top prospects are outfielders, and you have some interesting pieces there. But Connor, I know we're getting a little long here, but I do ask, with this worry, with all that stuff about building this great team that's just going to miss out, playoff expansion, is that something, as I think, I don't think Rockies fans or Orioles fans would ever be against playoff expansion. And I don't necessarily disagree with it. I can see why. I mean, it does kind of maybe cheapen it a little bit, but I kind of like a bigger tournament competition bracket at the end. So I'm just curious your thoughts on playoff expansion.
Well, I don't want to see like 16 in.
Yes, there's definitely really a number. There's
dilute, like the NHL and the NBA playoffs, where more than half of the teams in each league are in the postseason. It doesn't feel special to get into the playoffs. What I would like to see, now I'd be fine going to six, you know, it's five in each league, maybe going to six, but what I think will help the Orioles and what I think will help the league if they want to do this is, I think potentially going down to two divisions in each league could be beneficial. Where, you know, maybe you have an 8-team division and a 7-team division in each league, or whatever it may be, because potentially at that point you can go to six, you can have each of your division winners get a bye, and you can have a real series between the four wildcard teams instead of just a wildcard game. And you can still get, you know, only 12 out of your 30 in the playoffs. Like, that's still, you know, a nice little number where it means a lot to get into the postseason. But that would double help the Orioles because A, it's an extra wildcard spot, and B, you're going to have maybe another team to beat in your division.
Right.
Like, it won't just be Tampa, Boston, New York, Toronto. Like, maybe, you know, a team like Kansas City is now in the Orioles division, or, you know, even though Detroit's getting much better, a team like Detroit is, yeah, you know, in the Orioles division, or a team like Cleveland, whatever it may be, where, yeah, they're going to have good years, but you know, they're going to have down years too. And that's going to help. And I think that's something I'm for. I'm definitely not for like going to eight and just like letting everybody in. I am kind of for shortening the season a little bit. I don't think that'll ever happen. But again, it's tough to see. And here's the other thing. Like, yes, all these four teams in the AL East look like they're going to be monsters for a long time, but things can change like that. And maybe in 3 years, when I feel like the Orioles are pretty good again, like maybe the Rays are in one of their dips, and maybe, you know, everything that worked for the Red Sox this year stops working. And it, you know, opens up much more. I think that could definitely happen as well.
Yeah, you can't go over 50% of the league. No way. And especially with baseball, you can't expand that much, play that many games, because who cares about baseball from April, you know, other than us, you know, people with the Locked On Network who can keep you informed every day, of course. But, you know, who as a fan are you really going to tune in for Rockies baseball from April until, honestly, late July, post trade deadline? Why would, you know, if you, this, the team could look completely different after the deadline, and you know, their fate isn't necessarily sealed. So yeah, it is interesting. I baseball's always been long and all summer long. I've never really like thought too much about a shortened season, but 162 games, a lot. And you compare it to every
other games,
you compare it to every other team, you know, league and everything else. It's like, I'm glad there's a lot of baseball, but it is kind of like, whew. Like, I mean, I'm not necessarily opposed to like, even like I feel like 150 games, like just like
might 140, be one, you know,
like what is like the true the difference leads between that in terms of, you know, I know it's some at bats, but yeah, I'd be fine with a 150, you know, six teams getting in, getting your, you know, expanding there. But yeah, I'm with you. No 50%. Baseball playoffs have to matter the most because you need that drama. Cause, if you don't make baseball playoffs interesting, there's kind of a really popular sport that starts taking off.
It goes on in October.
You know, yeah. Right. And there's two versions of it. And people really seem to like that, as we've learned from ratings. So, you know, that is interesting. But yeah, I think there are some teams that would benefit from an extra chance. Not because they, you know, it's a handout for the playoffs. It's just, look at the AL East. Like, come on. Like, I mean,
yeah,
that's how
Orioles fans feel.
Yeah. It's like every single team other than the Orioles, and, you know, hopefully soon, they're all playoff teams. I wanted to watch Vlad Guerrero Jr. in the playoffs. Like, who didn't want to watch Vlad Guerrero Jr. in the playoffs? But yeah, so it's an interesting one, but I'm sure there were expansion and DH. Those are the two things I think you can set in stone are going to be in this next CBA, if there's whenever that ends.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good call, Paul. But this was good, you know, crossing over, talking about, let's be honest, not great baseball teams. I think they have much different potential outlooks for 2022, depending on what the Rockies do when this lockout ends. But thanks for doing the crossover. And obviously, you know, all the listeners here can, you know, listen to Paul every day on Locked On Rockies, listen to me every day on Locked On Orioles. And we'll continue bringing the content here, and you know, we'll see what these teams can do in 2022.
Connor, thank you so much for having me. I really, really enjoy my time. Love getting to go into the AL too. Bring the DH to Coors Field. Let's go. Come on. Also, Home Run Derby in Coors all the time. That's what we learned last year. Do it all the time. But yes. Connor, thanks so much. Before we wrap up the year here, let me tell you about our friends at Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one spot for all the sports action this season. As college football makes its way through the bowl games, which start to, well, I guess they've been some bowl games. I meant the big ones, the college football playoff, as they call it, going on. BetOnline is your number one spot for all the playoff actions, all the props, odds, and lines. Everything you need is over there at BetOnline. And if you want to get started, if you are thinking to yourself, you know what, I have the inside knowledge, I know exactly what I need to know about this college football playoff season, well, head to BetOnline, you sign up today, and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's all you got to do. Promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, so don't wait to take advantage of all the new amazing offers available. Head on over to BetOnline. Use that promo code when you sign up, LOCKEDON. Get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, folks, final thoughts of 2021. A tumultuous year of Rockies fandom, honestly. It's been another year of tough things. This is now the second offseason in a row in which the state of the team is completely up in the air. The future of the team is to be determined in so many different ways. So where do we go from here? We've seen what we talked about it in this crossover during this week with Locked On Orioles. What can this lineup achieve? And right now at this point, if you're the Rockies and you're not sitting there and looking at your lineup and really trying to figure out not only what's going to work now, but what's going to start working in the future. You have to change that mentality. What we learned, I think, from this crossover here and what we learned from talking with the Orioles is, yes, it's been hard to be an Orioles fan. It has been. The Rockies have been more successful in terms of games won than the Orioles of late. But they've also technically finished in the same spot. You know, Rockies maybe getting into the playoffs a little bit more recently than the Orioles have. But I mean, just listen to the future of the Orioles when we were talking to Connor there. There's a plan in place. There is a future. There is a top farm system. They are making the decisions to do that. And, you know, like we said, they play against great teams. It might not pan out. It might not be what the build, but it's going to, at least you have the hope. At least you have the data. At least you have the things that make you believe that the team is going to be on the right track. And those are things that the Rockies just don't have right now. You're sitting as a Rockies fan as 2021 comes to a close, still asking yourself, how did we get here? How was this the plan? That's really what we're sitting here asking. Why was this the plan with John Gray? Why was this the plan with Trevor Story? Why was this the plan with Nolan Arenado? Because I just want answers to those questions, which makes me feel better about the future of the Rockies. And those are still the big questions we don't have answers to. However, I don't think the Rockies start the year with the roster that we saw and talked about. I think the Rockies will get someone for the outfield. They have to. There's better options. It's an enticing place to play for some people, I'm sure. But we'll see. All very much up in the air, just like the state of the MLB season and all sorts of stuff. So I don't know, but I really liked this conversation because I think it puts into perspective just two drastically different approaches from two teams that have a history of struggling. Folks, that is going to do it for Locked On Rockies for 2021. But guess what? We're picking things right up on Monday. Maybe. We might be going Wednesday through Friday like we have been, but I don't know. Maybe I'll reach out what you all like for the off-season post, because we're going to be doing about 3 episodes a week here on the pod for the off-season for now. Of course, we're going to be your team every day. That's what we do, but, you know, not a ton to talk about with the Rockies and baseball at the moment, but we will still talk every week, and we are going to make sure that we do it on YouTube, too. We're going to be streaming more of these episodes, doing more and more stuff. I was just traveling, all sorts of stuff going on, as I'm sure many of you are aware, because it has been quite an adventure for so many traveling this holiday season. Hey, before we go, thinking of everybody, thinking of all of you in Colorado, in Boulder, in the surrounding area after yesterday's madness, mayhem, absolute apocalyptic weather and wildfires and winds, and hopefully we can do some stuff to help raise some awareness and maybe do a little fundraising and stuff throughout the week next week as a more clear picture of what resources are going to be needed where. And but again, thinking of all of you, thinking of everyone in Colorado as wildfires in December, not something I expected to say or talk about, but there's anything we can do as a Rockies podcast to help you feel better, please reach out. Please let us know what we can do to make sure that we can take care of you and yours. Everyone take care of you and yours tonight as you celebrate the new year. We're going to be diving into a brand new year of Rockies baseball. New year, new possibilities. Until next time, that's Paul Holden. By that's Paul Holden, I mean I'm Paul Holden, saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.